This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 5:10, down 8.5 on the open. March, 5:35, down 1. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 4.81, down 6.25 on the open. March, 5.02, down 6. May, 5.06, down 6.5. July, 4.87, down 4 on the open. December corn opened at 3.63, down 5.25 on the open. March, 3.79, down 5.75. May, 3.92.5, down 8.25. July, 3.86, down 8.5. Red line December, 3.55.5, down 7.25. March 2008, 3.60.5, down 6.75 on the open. December oats opened at 2.52, down 3.5 on the open. March, 2.63, down 5.75. January soybeans opened at 6.78, down 8.25 on the open. March, 6.91, down 8.5. May, 6.99, down 9.5. July, 7.08, down 8.25. Red line November, 7.23.5, down 7.75 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 193.70, down 2.10 on the open. January, 195.80, down 2.30. December soybean oil opened at 28.52, down 24 on the open. January, 29, down 19. At the Merck, January feeders opened at 99.10, up 52.5 on the open. March, 97.90, up 47.5. April, 98.35, up 30 on the open. December live cattle opened at 86.30, down 7.5 on the open. February, 89.40, down 7.5. April, 90.70, up 20. June, 87.70, up 2.5 on the open. December lean hogs opened at 60.90, down 27.5 on the open. February, 64, down 52.5. April, 67, down 55. May, 72.05, down 45 on the open. And February pork bellies opened at 90.20, down 22.5 on the open.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services out of Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you too, Paul. Any particular reason or two why we are seeing general weakness all across the floor?
You know, it started yesterday and the day before. We did see a lot of selling in the wheat market, and it's little of it's based on the we're hard to find many buyers in the export market in the wheat area, and also there is some improved moisture for that growing area of the West. Then there is this idea of end of the month and also possibly deliveries. All add up to, you know, and possibly the market is a little overbought in some people's opinions. And we are seeing a little sell-off here today and then last night's trade as well.
Are you looking at this market filling and backfilling and consolidating rather than potentially breaking under uptrend lines?
You know, that's a good point. Some things we can speculate about here and observe, and I'd like to share them with you. We do know that the computer trade and the open outcry, like in the March corn, are in equal volumes now. And we do know from a technical point of view that when there are bullish fundamentals in the marketplace, some of the technical factors don't have the normal, typical, or the usual influence in the marketplace is, you know, more in normal times. We do know that there was a rumor last night that China possibly sold some corn to Taiwan. There are major rumors in the marketplace that China sold too much corn too cheap a level, and there's some major financial problems on defaulting problems. Some are even speculating that the Chinese corn crop's larger. My opinion is that there's major problems with the Chinese grain industry and the corn shipments, and longer term, it's probably friendly because they can't meet export demand. And I saw that on two different sources today, and probably the most informed source is Informa, formerly the Sparks people, saying that there's probably some problems in that Chinese corn market. Number two, there are talks in the marketplace that the Argentine corn crop is maybe a little better. We do sense that maybe as much as 80% of that market sold, and we are looking at a lot of hedged corn moving in the January, February, March time frame, and two reasons there. Stone mentioned in some of their commentary that they do look for $5 corn at some point in time, and for country elevators to get a secure enough credit to meet that kind of a margin call. So we are seeing some hedged corn move into the marketplace. Historically, it moves this time of year. Historically, there's traffic available, transportation available to move it, and it is moving in the marketplace. These are all just normal time frames, and yes, volatility does pick up as prices move higher.
Well, given all you've said then, it looks like if I look at the charts, I see support for D's corn, say, 361 and a quarter, 357 and a half, 346. Looks like there's plenty of places for corn to catch here.
Yes, and, you know, it's particularly when we add up the equation that, you know, the farmer did move a lot of corn into the marketplace, and the market is anticipating and needing a lot of corn planted for next year. So, also one of the big stabilizers that could stabilize the market, too, is that crude oil prices are actually trading higher this morning, and that helps make the golden goose ethanol go on and sing into the marketplace.
I want to pick up on something you said earlier about the trade being equal in some contracts, both on the floor and electronic, and ask you, generally speaking, how has this begun to change the face of trading?
Well, it used to be that what we're finding is the stops go into the open outcry and more of the larger trades move through the electronic system, and the locals are taking smaller positions as a general rule. 10 years ago, some of the major players had good floor sources, and they could observe the market action and know who's buying and selling in the marketplace by standing in the pits and watching the trade. That isn't as easily done now with computer trading because you don't know who's buying and selling. So it does even the trading floor or the playing field, so to speak, as a result of that. That's the first thing. The second thing is that the computer trade does allow for larger volumes to be traded, possibly easier than the open outcry system, but that's debatable. But the third factor is it does mean that there's more trade, more hours of the day, and it is changing how the market is traded, and it does possibly means that the bid and the ask and the trade isn't as tight as it once was since there is computer trading. And believe it or not, sometimes the floor leads the parade, sometimes the computer leads the parade, but you can rest assured people are watching both tickers very closely.
Thank you, Paul.
Have a profitable day.
Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services in Oakland, Illinois.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Morris at 815-941-3706. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This just in from Mike Sola in the weather office. A winter storm watch has been issued for much of central Illinois, effective Thursday afternoon through Friday afternoon in the WILL severe weather coverage area. The watch includes Champaign, Christian, Clark, Coles, Cumberland, DeWitt, Douglas, Edgar, Logan, Macon, McLean, Moultrie, Piatt, Sangamon, Shelby, and Vermilion counties. A winter weather advisory is in effect for a portion of western Illinois from Wednesday evening through Thursday morning, and a winter storm watch for much of southern and southwestern Illinois from Thursday morning through late Thursday evening. Lead options, December corn now 364 and a quarter down 4.5. January beans 679, make it 680 down 6.25. December wheat 482.5 down 4.75. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.